USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United Kingdom became the first Western nation to grant emergency use authorization for a COVID-19 vaccine, clearing a shot developed by Pfizer of the United States and BioNTech of Germany to be distributed in limited numbers within days. The two-shot vaccine is also being reviewed by the FDA, where a similar authorization could come later this month and a rollout before the end of the year. President Trump tweeted late Tuesday that he will veto the National Defense Authorization Act unless Congress repeals Section 230 of the 1996 Communications Decency Act, which critics say unfairly shields social media platforms from liability over their actions. The possibility of foul play has not been ruled out in the death of a social media influencer whose body was found in Houston, Texas, after she disappeared over the weekend. 26-year-old Alexis Sharkey's body was found Saturday morning by a Public City Works employee. Police said there were no visible wounds on the body. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Kirsty Dunn. I'm a seller engagement manager at eBay. This Saturday is Small Business Saturday, and we are really excited to announce the launch of our up-and-running grants. These grants are essential to help small businesses and to recognize the small businesses that have powered America and to help secure their future online. We really do believe that it is the responsibility of big business to give back and help small businesses that may be struggling. So eBay is committing $500,000 in funding, as well as education and other resources, to help them sustain and grow their businesses through 2021 and beyond. We will be selecting 50 eBay small business sellers to receive a $10,000 grant package, which comprises of cash, eBay credits, and other education and resources and training. If you are an eBay small business seller, head to ebay.helloalice.com to apply for an up-and-running grant.
The president is urging the FDA to speed things up. USA Radio News, Tim Berg has more.
President Trump is urging the FDA to act quickly on Moderna's application for an emergency use authorization for its coronavirus vaccine. The president making those comments on Twitter. Now, as far as when the coronavirus vaccine will be distributed after it is approved by the FDA, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar tells ABC's Good Morning America,
said it'll ship within 24 hours after FDA approval, and then really it's going to be up to our nursing homes, our hospitals, our pharmacies to get that dispensed. So it really could be within days of FDA approval, we'll start seeing vaccines in people's arms, which is frankly incredible. Think about this, 10 months into this pandemic hitting our shores, thanks to what President Trump has done here, we believe we're going to have people getting vaccinated, millions of people, before Christmas this year. It's just unheard of in the history of public health.
USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Illegal immigrants attempting to make their way to the United States through Mexico has surged since the presidential election. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
Border Patrol agents are already seeing a Biden surge in illegal immigration at the southwest border, with numbers surging to 21% over the last month alone. Acting Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan says the worsening economic conditions south of the border are largely responsible, but illegal immigrants are also looking forward to a Biden administration. As far as some of the policy reversals we can expect, Morgan says,
it's not just amnesty. So I went down some of the policies that are being put out there. First, they're going to stop the travel ban. Second, they're going to stop MPP, which really ended catch and release. The second thing, they're going to stop deportations for at least 4 months. They also, the strategy also supports sanctuary cities to protect criminal illegal aliens. They're also going to reward illegal aliens with significant rewards like health care and now amnesty.
Morgan speaking there on Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
During the month of October, over 66,000 individuals were apprehended between the ports of entry on our southwest border, as compared to 55,000 in September and 47,000 in August. A mysterious space object that has been captured by Earth's gravity and is widely believed to be a rocket booster from the 1960s is now visible to stargazers as it gets closer to the planet. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.